Welcome back to another episode of this wonderful The Arsenio's ESL podcast. Man, it is so early in the morning, and I got to do this sales podcast because this is something that utterly shocked me. And to be honest with you, I am so offended and disappointed, and at the same time, amazed that some of these clowns. And unfortunately, I had the unpleasure of the displeasure of even teaching this individual, but I'm just shocked to see what's going on. So let me lay some of this foundation and give you guys a couple of things because I don't know what's going to happen. Because what happened, well, initially was I actually woke up this morning and I realized that this girl, she followed me on IG. And I'm like, why are you following me? And I remember her because I did her statement of purpose. Back in through the collaboration, the failed collaboration last year, probably April or May, before I ended up getting married, I was sending her messages saying, "Hey, let's get on a call, let's do this, let's do that." But even before that, 2 years ago, she was one of my students. She bought a 20-hour package. We did lots and lots of practicing and practicing and practicing. And then towards the end of the year, there was a lot of cancellations on her end. I mean, I might have pushed maybe just two or three sessions. Wasn't even a big deal. I still had a wide open schedule towards the end of 2022. But then she started asking for her money back. And I'm like, okay, hold on. There's a little bit of miscommunication here because the thing is, if you are asking for your money back, either I'm not doing my part or there's something that's going on right now. Because to be honest with you, back in 2022, I didn't have a no reimbursement clause. And that's what I have to have in my coaching sessions. Because what happened earlier that year is lo and behold, two students, two of the three, which is hilarious, two of the three people who asked for their money back, it was a group coaching session between two girls and one guy. And I had to reimburse them 100 per person back. And my wife was mad. She's like, why didn't you have a reimbursement clause? Like, that makes no sense. These motherfuckers didn't hold their end of the bargain and they're asking you for money back. Funny because two of the girls came back and I made that back and more over the past 2 months. I know it's a shocker, but it goes to show you that maybe it was a guy, only the guy that was going through whatever hardship it was. But nonetheless, later on that year, it was her. And she was a little bit of a problem because, a very interesting background that she comes from and all these different things. And boy, she could turn in a matter of seconds. And so, nonetheless, I remember I was like, okay, listen, let's get together. So, my goal was to hurry up because I didn't have the no reimbursement clause. My goal was to hurry up and get to that 20-hour mark. We are about 5 to 7 hours away. I was like, okay, let's hurry up and get there. Let's hurry up and get there. Let's hurry up and get there. And so we got there and I was like, whew, good. But then me as a coach, I just kept saying, okay, buddy, let's get together. Let's get together. Let's get together. Let's get together for months. She disappeared, never said anything, nothing. And I'm just like, okay, you're not holding up your end of the bargain again. Should I like bring this to your attention or what? But at the same time, it was only 3 hours left, 3 hours left. And so this is what I'm very grateful for because I'm like, okay, once I hit that free hour mark, I could give a damn about your remaining hours. No offense. If you are not going to get in contact with me and you keep saying, oh, I'm busy, I'm busy, I'm busy. Okay, fantastic, whatever. That SOP company, whatever those people, that dentist who I was working with at, well, I helped and collaborated with at the time. She was like, hey, Marie come. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. So I messaged her on WhatsApp and I was like, hey, what's up, Marie? And she was like, oh, well, she didn't even say anything. I was like, hey, let's get on a real quick call to go over your SOP. She didn't even want to do that. She said, sorry, I'm busy. Don't worry, the SOP is okay. And that was the last thing I heard from her, maybe about May or June last year. And I was like, okay. So you guys could see how cold shoulderish she was being since the end of 2022. So, anyways, that was the end. Been had a wildly successful year and everything. Next, I get a follow on my IG, and I'm like, "What do you want?" Because I haven't heard from you technically since last year. Let alone we've done nothing. And even if you needed additional coaching, I'm probably going to try to keep you away from me as far as possible. And then all of a sudden, What I find so interesting is the fact that people were like, she's like, hey, how are you? And she said nothing else. And to be honest with you, I was just gonna block her, but I was like, don't be a fucking childish friend. You know, this is what your wife has talked about so much. Don't do that. So I was like, hey, Marie, long time no hear. How are you? And I'm just like shrugging my shoulders, like, whatever. She instantly responds saying the same exact thing that I said to her. Hey, how are you? I know the time. She's like, I was wondering if I could have some of my money back. I'm moving to Boston. And it's a little expensive for me or something. I'm like, hold on. My jaw dropped and I was just like, you are hilarious. After 2 years and not holding up your end of the bargain and canceling a number of times, and you don't even realize how many hours you had left to begin with to not even send me this dumbass message. The paid hours always come first. The free hours come at the end to see how committed you are. Do you really think I'm going to give you free hours first and then the paid hours later? No. Second, you've done everything. We've done all the paid hours. You have 6 free hours left, which have been deferred because obviously it's been too long, so you lose those. And third, I can't believe you're coming to me 2 years later and asking me for services rendered back. Do you know how disrespect I you know what? I've been disrespected. I was disrespected by that SOP company last year by the guy who was saying, oh, well, one of the girls in the SOP said they there was a grammatical error or this or that. And I'm like, oh, to be honest with you guys sent me an SOP that you helped Sophia with that got her into Michigan, and there were multiple grammatical errors. I didn't want to say that, but I was like, okay, you guys are being very disrespectful. Number two, that's bullshit. And you know what's so funny? The majority of those motherfuckers that I did the SOPs for, they all got into universities. And I'm like, oh yeah, but you guys are quick not to say anything like that, huh? That's why I hurry up and just like, I'm like, fuck that, man. I'm working for myself. Goodbye. I'm gonna keep it within here. And if I'm gonna employ someone, it's gonna be someone in this country or something like that, because I don't want to do collaborations like that anymore, right? And so, but nonetheless, considering that I did an SOP for her just last year, and she said nothing for an entire 2023. And then she comes back and tries asking for money. Even if you did have paid hours back, you wouldn't get anything back. It's been a year. Even if you had paid hours back, I wouldn't even give you hours back because you canceled and you didn't hold up your end of the bargain. In 2023, I employed the okay, it was like the 75% or the 50%, and it takes 2 weeks. So at the beginning of 2023, I was like, okay, listen, for everyone out there, I am not going to be given any reimbursements. Okay. I'm not, I'm sorry. I'm going to be given reimbursements. But the thing is, if you have 5 hours left, you're only going to get paid 2.5 hours left after like 2 weeks. But then towards the end of 2023, I was like, there is a no reimbursement clause because I've had bullshit happen. And regardless of what happened at that time, we did the majority of her hours. And I'm just like, I just the only other time that someone has actually accused me in any of it, not well, she's not accusing, she's asking. I'm like, you did all your paid hours. Number one. Number two, you gotta be one of the most disrespectful motherfuckers and most ignorant after me is not even, oh, I'm moving to Boston. I wonder why you're moving to Boston. Maybe because you're gonna be doing a university. Guess who wrote that SOP for you? And you have the audacity to come back to me and believe that you could get some of my hours, my services that I rendered to your sorry ass back. I just thought that it was one of the most childish, ignorant things I've seen in years. I remember going back to 2021, there was a Mexican girl that accused me of me stealing her hours. And I was like, wait, what? And I showed her all the messages. I said, I messaged you over and over and over about classes. You never responded. And either one, schizophrenic, which I highly doubt that. Two, I think she had a crazy boyfriend that was deleting the messages because she thought he thought that I was someone else. Those are the only two things I can try to formulate in regards to that crazy one. And I gave her money back immediately. But to be honest with you, with that actually, like this one, after 2 years and you're trying to get money that you paid for back that we already finished for to go to, I'm guessing, a dental school that costs 20,000 at least a year for the residency program, and you're trying to get the money that I rendered to you back. And noticed that she didn't even come to me with any facts, no nothing. She's like, oh, I was just wondering if I could get some of the money back. No, nice try, and I do wish you the best of luck. I do wish you the best of luck, because again, considering the financial position, considering the kids that you have and everything, I understand. But if you're moving to Boston, you got accepted. And if I was very, very nice, which I'm not, but my $25 will not help you. That's not gonna help you. That's number one. Number two, you ain't getting a fucking thing that I get. Boy, can you imagine all those hours and all those cancellations and you not holding the end of your bargain? You're coming to me. People, this is why it's very important to cover your tracks and to make sure that you hold people accountable. It scares me a lot because, I do have students, and she's like, hey, I'm not gonna be taking my TOEFL now until the end of the year, October. I hope I, it's okay. You can keep the money in the package. I'm just gonna come back. See, that's how people do business. There are a couple other people. There was a guy named Renzer or some bullshit ass clown. He said to me, what is it? He just ended up disappearing, and people hold themselves accountable. And I love that because he had 3 paid hours left last year. And I was waiting for him to come back, come back, come back, come back, come back. And I was like, hey, right before the wedding. Next thing you know, never came back. He ended up on following me. And I was like, hey, guess what? Your hours are no longer there. Best of luck to you. No more reimbursement. Like, there's a no reimbursement clause now. And so this is what I have to do in terms of my business and covering my tracks, because I'm like, listen, man, you guys got to hold up your end of the goddamn bargain. If you're just gonna be ignorant as fuck and do this, I just find this to be so disrespectful. And this is why the Q80 that I told you about in the last sales podcast, she was the one that came to me. And she was like, oh, well, I didn't open the TOEFL ITP listening course. Can I be reimbursed for that? I said, you know what? No, but you know what? This is perfect because you're a bugaboo. Take your money and fuck off. Funny, because she went from 450 to a 487 and sent me an email saying, oh, she's so grateful and stuff. And why did I take the IELTS package off the website? Because your services are no longer needed, and I will not sit in front of you ever again. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so when you ask for a reimbursement, that's it. Like, again, from a individual, I don't care about all these other big businesses out there. I'm talking about from an individual sole proprietor, a person that runs a coaching business, and I give services and I expect the maximum out of people and everything from them. If you don't hold up your end of the bargain, it's over. Why are we even here? And if you say, oh, can I get money back like the Q80 did? Or the crazy one from 3 years ago, or this one that she's trying to get money back that she already used and she didn't even want it. Boy, can you imagine? She literally just tried getting money back for the remaining free hours. She didn't even understand that. Number two, you're trying to get money back from a class that you were avoiding. So was that your goal all along? To try to get money back from the last free fucking hours that you had and just stay away from me as long as possible until now to ask for them back. So you were literally and intentionally canceling those classes and not responding to my messages because you wanted your money back. Yeah, that's unacceptable. I had to hurry up and make this podcast because obviously, I don't know, based on all the newcomers that I have on my Instagram. After me and after just sending her that message, like, absolutely not. You only have 3 hours left. I do wish you the best, though, and the best of luck in all your future endeavors. And I leave her. She'll probably unfollow me, whatever it may be. And then once she unfollows me, I could finally tell her to fuck off. But who knows? She might go into my IG and start, sending people messages saying, "Oh, no, I paid for classes 2 years ago." Yeah, what are you? And so I had to hurry up and just put this on there. This is not something that I do, but this is something that needed to be addressed. So for everyone out there, courses and everything. The Kuwaiti was special conditions. That was for me to not coach that. I thought it was a man, but it was a woman ever again. And so I gave the money back and I said, because you're asking for this money back, you will not get that free additional hour of my coaching. Best of luck to you in your future endeavors. And that was it. That's how it's going to go. And so with people trying to get free hours back, that is just so. This motherfucker got into Boston with my SOP. Avoided all my last hours of coaching to see if she could try to get money back at the end. Gets into the university because of me and wants my money back from free shit that's left over. Man, I had to hurry up and put that out there. Guys, with that being said, no reimbursement clauses. Over and out.